view and the culture of all of us, right?
差不多两个多月以前，我到中国去宣教。 那个地方是你们中间很多人的祖国，那个地方非常好多的多样的文化。I
went with Pastor King and his family and Esther and Gloria and had a terrific time.
我到那边去是跟金牧师一家，跟圣元跟 Gloria 姐妹，我有一个非常好的时间。
We stayed in Xiamen and Beijing, and this Thai came from one of those markets where you bargain with them. Pastor King and I went in there, and we kept trying to get him down and down and down. And I think I got this Thai for $3.
我到那边，我到了北京、厦门，还到了where。 北京、厦门。Yeah, I think it was Beijing we bought these. Okay. Yeah. 然后在那边，在北京的时候，我就到了那个市场去买一个领带。我跟他讲价，讲到这个领带恐怕只要花三块钱。We
were like two kids in a candy store when we saw these prices just keep going down and down and down. We felt like we were getting such great deals.
在那边，我们当我们去的时候，我们到那个看到那些可以居然可以讲价，我们就好高兴，就像小孩子到了糖果店一样，我们就一直讲价，一直讲价，讲到最希望讲到最低价。If
I'd been there 4 weeks longer, I could have gotten an iPad for $35.
如果我在那边，如果再4个月的话，我恐怕可以拿到一个 iPad.
I'm not sure it would have worked, but we would have bought it anyway.
我不知道那个 iPad 会不会可以公用，可是我相信我一定会买。
We taught in a school that is developed by Luke and Amy, and Pastor King ministered the word to several churches and found it was quite receptive to study the Word of God. And the message I want to give to you today was a message that Pastor King heard me give in Xiamen and said, could you do it here in Tina?
在厦门的时候，我在那边教一些大学生，那个大学生团契，那个团契就是礼拜五晚上，我们有个Amy跟Luke他们一起来跟我们讲分享的。那金弟兄也在那边宣讲神的话。我那时候就用了耶利米书来向那边的弟兄姐妹传讲神的话语。那金弟兄听到了，就叫我今天来跟大家分享。
I don't think I'm ever going to invite people over to my house for a meal.
我从来不觉得我会请人到我家来吃饭。
Because you all eat so much better than Americans.
因为你们吃的饭绝对比美国的食物好。
3-4 meat courses plus all kinds of fresh vegetables. And if you come to my place, it's like pizza and a Coke or something.
如果你们到我们家，我只能请你们吃披萨跟冷饮。可是你们呢，却吃三四道肉食，一些一大堆新鲜的菜蔬菜。
I'm thankful to Caleb. He probably saved my life on a number of occasions, but he did dare me to eat some things, which I did. Go ahead.
我非常感谢 Caleb， 因为他在很多场合里面救了我，因为可是他常常跟我挑战，要我去尝试一些新的食物，我不太敢吃。I
didn't realize how good you could be with chopsticks until I saw him take all the meat off of a fish, and then he offered me the eye. Which I ate.
我从来不知道一个人用筷子可以用得那么灵活，直到我看到他把鱼身上面的鱼肉全部拿掉了，最后他给我吃鱼眼睛，把我吓坏了。And
we had a really good time. And then there was the time that Pastor King and I walked through Xiamen, and I said to Pastor King, let's just get lost. And let's purposely get lost.
我那有一天，我跟金牧师，我们就在路上走。我突然有一个奇想，我说：“哎呀，让我们就在厦门这边走迷路了好了。”我们就故意的走迷路。So
we walked down this street and then that alley and then let's take a left and then I chose the next time we take a right and finally we were in the middle of a bunch of alleys we didn't know where we were.
所以我们就在那个厦门的街上东走西走乱转一通，最后我们到一个地方，我们完全不知道我们在哪里。And
then we broke out and we could see one of the tall hotels and we knew exactly where we were.
然后我们就分开来，最后我们看到一个高的建筑，一个大的旅馆，我们就知道我们在哪里了。Now
this morning I want to talk to you about something that's so very important from God's Word.
今天早上我要跟你们大家分享，神的话语是非常重要的一段神的话语。
It's found in Jeremiah chapter 35. If you take your Bibles and please turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
这本书在耶利米书35章。
And what I want to do this morning is give you a little bit of what people say about history in our time.
我今天早上跟大家分享的就是说我们在我们中间常讲的历史的故事。
And then would like to talk to you a little bit about the history of Israel.
然后我要跟你们分享一些以色列的历史。
And thirdly, I'd like to talk to you about the illustration of the Rechabites.
然后我要再跟你们分享一下利甲人的故事，用他们来做的例证。
I'm talking to somebody, and someone said, "Is Rechabite a new form of a gigabyte?" No, it's not. It's a group of people.
有人就讲说，利甲族好像我们现在讲的用的电脑用语是 gigabyte。
And after we talk about the Rechabites, or the illustration of the Rechabites, conclude with what is their importance for us today.
当我们来分享利甲族的历史的时候，我们可以从他中间学习今天这个历史能够对我们说些什么话。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that we can come here this morning and study your word.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为今天我们能够来到你面前学习你的话语。
We can do this openly and freely.
因为我们可以这样公开的、自由的分享。
We can speak freely. We can study devotedly.
我们可以真的是宣讲的自由，我们也可以真的是领受的自由。
Much has been given to us here in this country.
因为在这个国家，这就这样自由公开的给我们。
Much will be required of us.
也是你也向着我们给我们的。
Now bless us as we study the word. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
祝福我们的话语，你给我们的话语，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
If you read any of the journals or just follow a little in TV, many people are questioning what is going on in the world today.
如果说你们今天看了报纸或者看了一些新闻，你们会不会常常想，今天这个世界究竟要走到什么地步？
For the first time, America has become a major debtor nation. China is now number two as far as the largest economy in the world.
今天在今天这个时代里面，好像美国虽然是还是第一位，可是中国已经发展到一个经济强国，第二位了。
And the paper in Beijing said to America, "Deal with it."
然后在北京的报纸跟就讲了这句话，美国人你就接受吧。
We hear of countries in Europe, like Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy, defaulting like banks here in America.
然后在我们再看到欧洲的国家，土耳其、希腊、西班牙、葡萄牙，他们这些都在那个经济上完全崩溃。
We follow in our own country the huge, huge debt of trillions of dollars and wonder, this has gone beyond our children, it is now to our grandchildren, and how and who will pay for it.
当我们回过头来看美国的时候，发现我们美国在那个债务上已经到了兆几兆，已经没有办法想象我们将来我们的后代应该怎么样来还这些债。
Historians have studied the rise of cultures, and they've also studied the fall or the decline of cultures.
当我们来看历史的时候，我们可以看到一个文化的兴起，我们也可以同时可以看到一个文化的完全的颓败。
Edward Gibbon, writing 100 years ago, said this about the fall of Rome.
有一个叫吉本的学者，他这样说的，说到罗马帝国。
The decline of Rome was a natural and inevitable effect of immoderate greatness.
他讲到说，罗马帝国的兴亡、败亡史是一个很自然的发展。
Prosperity ripened the principle of decay.
一个繁荣的社会实在是一个毁坏的一个基础。
The cause of the destruction multiplied with the extent of conquest.
因为这里面的这样的毁坏也包括了很多事情。
He concludes with this, the story of the ruin of Rome is simple and obvious.
他看到我们刚看到罗马废墟的时候，我们是看到真的是一个简单又是很。
Instead of inquiring why the Roman Empire was destroyed, we should rather be surprised at why it subsisted for so long.
当我们看到罗马废墟的时候，我不但我们是要问自己说为什么它会灭亡，我们更应该知道为什么他们那么长久以后才能够衰败。
history traces the rise of great empires like Babylon and the fall of great empires like Babylon, Persia.
历史上讲到巴比伦帝国的时候，他也讲到说他的如何兴起来，又如何灭亡，就像波斯帝王也是一样。
Oswald Spengler, writing from Germany, says this in his book, The Decline of the West.
在奥斯华·斯班勒他在写到西方衰亡史的时候也这样讲到。
He says growing cultures tend to develop into imperialistic civilizations which expand and ultimately collapse.
他说增长的文化常常包括了一个帝国主义，它开始了是很兴盛，然后最后就衰亡了。
More recently, Jared Diamond, writing in 2005, says this.
在2005年，加戴蒙他这样说。
And he studied 41 cultures.
他在那边研究了41个文化。
And why they fell.
为什么这些文化会衰败？
Environmental damage was one reason.
它最重要的一个是自然生态环境的损坏。
Climate change was another.
气候的变化。
Dependence on long-distance trade was the third.
它过度依赖远距离的贸易。
Levels of internal and external violence.
然后国家内政跟外交的暴力增加。
And how the society responded to internal and external problems.
然后社会对内政跟自然生态环境问题的反应。
Now, those are my three quotes from very scholarly people. We'll let that go. But needless to say, that some of the anxiety we have for our culture, be it China or America, is well-founded because people have studied these things.
我刚刚所讲的三个例证只是我今天要跟大家提出来的。所以今天我们要来面对今天美国跟中国，我们知道我们已经知道了这个文化的兴衰史的原因。
And some of the same evidences that caused the decline of Rome.
因为很多证明在那边表示罗马的兴亡。
Germany are present today in America, are present today in China.
所以在德国今天的美国跟今天的中国。
And we wonder how long God can hold back judgment on godless cultures. How long God can hold back judgment on cultures that have worshipped at the idol of materialism.
今天我们在想说，神要如何延迟他对那个拜偶像的文化，他的那个判断、审判，或者是对那个其他一些不信神的审判。
Billy Graham said, if God doesn't judge America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Billy Graham他这样讲过一句话，如果神不审判美国，他必须向俄摩拉他们道歉。Now
the second thing we want to talk about is just a brief history of Israel.
今天我再要跟大家分享是一些简短的以色列的历史。Now
Israel's greatest kings, or her first three kings of what we call the United Kingdom, are Saul, David, and Solomon.
今天我们讲到以色列历史的时候，我们可以看到刚开始以色列是一个有整体的王国，它是从扫罗、从大卫跟所罗门开始。And
easy to remember because each of them reigned for 40 years. King Saul for 40, King David for 40, and King Solomon for 40.
我们很容易记得这些，因为我们知道他们每一个国王都统治了以色列40年。
And as you study the Word of God, these are the United Kingdoms of Israel.
所以我们知道这是联合的王国。
But after Solomon's death, the kingdom divided.
但是所罗门死了以后，这个王国就分了。
And it divided over a power struggle between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, and the kingdom to the north was called Israel.
当所罗门死了以后，就耶罗波安跟罗波安他们两个有权力的斗争，然后北方就成为以色列国。And
the kingdom to the south was called Judah.
然后南国就成犹大。Israel
became idolatrous, and so did her sister Judah.
以色列国成为一个拜偶像的国，同样犹大国也是如此。And
these two nations fought with each other, but they fought with Egypt. These two nations followed Baal because everyone else was worshiping Baal.
因为这两个国家都效法埃及人，他们效法去敬拜巴利。
And God judged Israel in the north, and He judged Judah in the south the same way, through war, through famine, through pestilence, through murder in the palace.
也因着他们敬拜偶像，所以神也就惩罚北方的以色列国，也惩罚南方的犹大国。他用战争、用饥荒、用各样的事情来惩罚他们。
But the bottom line for both nations, and by the way, both nations were carried away into captivity, the bottom line was disobedience.
这两个国最后都被掳了，他们最主要的原因就是因为他们不顺服神。
Something so similar to the Church of Jesus Christ today.
今天在基督教的教会里面也是如此。
So oftentimes we're addicted to entertainment, so oftentimes we're addicted to our programs, and so few times we're addicted to obedience to God's word.
常常我们在教会里面，我们注重一些节目，我们注重一些娱乐的事情，我们反而不注重神的话。
And as the Church of Jesus Christ, we forget that we're the salt of the earth, not the earth. We're the light of the world, not the darkness in the world.
今天我们常常忘记主耶稣要我们在世界上做盐做光。
And Israel forgot this. And because she forgot this, she was carried away into captivity.
因为以色列忘记了这些事情，所以他们就被掳了。
And 200 years after that, her sister Judah was carried away into captivity.
200年以后，犹大国也被掳。
And the key, the bottom line, was obedience. Now let's talk a little bit about obedience.
所以我们知道这个最重要的原因就是因为他们没有顺服。
Somehow we come into church and we think that, all these rules, all these laws, all these commands from Paul, this is just too hard.
每次我们到教会里面来，我们就想到说，哇，圣经上讲的，保罗这样的教训，那样的教训，有这么多事情我们需要遵守，真的是很难。
Maybe when I get old, when I get as old as Crintle, maybe I'll start to be obedient.
所以也许我想说，等我年纪大一点的时候，我想我就会多少就会遵守一些。It
seems like obedient people don't have any fun.
好像看起来，顺命的人好像就是没有什么乐趣的。
And I'm obedient on Sunday, and I mean well, and I think God kind of judges on the curve.
我常常就觉得发现说，我礼拜天你看我多遵守神的命令，我来到教会，可是好像神就是在那个不。I mean,
all these stories about cultures falling down and Israel falling down and Judah falling down, that's not going to happen to me or my family or my culture.
真的在历史上这么多国家兴亡，这么多文化兴亡，可是我相信这些都不会发生在我或我家我的国家里面。
I'm young. I've got to figure out what life is all about. I don't have time to be obedient.
因为我还年轻，我实在是还需要知道认识一下我的人生。我没有办法去服从这些。
Beside, no one is obedient that I know of in this culture.
因为我知道在这样的文化里面，真的没有一个人是能够做顺服的。In
some ways, you're very right.
真的，你是对的。But
let me give you a couple of examples.
但是让我们来看一些典例。You
suit up this afternoon and join somebody at a tennis match.
也许今天下午你要去跟人家打网球。And
there are rules in tennis.
可是在那个网球里面有许多的规矩。And
there's a white line that goes down here and in the back, and there you play within the lines.
因为它有一个框框，都是用白线画好，你必须这个球都要丢在那个白线内。And
the U.S. Open will be coming to New York in a couple of weeks, and you're going to see people playing within the lines.
美国公开赛马上就要来了，所以你们可以在那时候可以看到他们怎么样打网球。And
they're going to try their best.
他们每一个人都要在那个 框框里面打球，所以他们一定要打得很好。And
if the ball is outside the line, the judge says it's out.
如果说那个球在那个线之外的话，就是外线球。But
if Michael Schum is there and he's playing this game of tennis and he runs up to the judge and he says, "But I tried my best."
可是如果Mike跑去跟那个，如果他在那边打球的话，他会跟那个裁判说，我已经尽了我的力了。The
judge will say it's out.
可是裁判会说 外线球又是外线球。
Look at the replay.
那你看看，我们来可以看看那个
再再一个。Next serve.
然后再打。
And immediately he knows whether his ball was in or out, and he pays the consequence for that immediately.
因此，如果他看了那个这重新再放映的那个记录的话，他会就知道他是打了外线球，他也只好承认了。
Now, if you watch golf this afternoon, you'll discover that to me, the rules of golf are a bit more complicated.
如果说你今天下午看那个打高尔夫球的话，你们会知道，对我来讲，这高尔夫球的规矩实在是更复杂。
Oftentimes, what will happen is you'll see Phil or Tiger Woods bring over a rules judge, and the judge comes and they talk, and he looks at the box and then looks at a book, and then he calls in and says, "You can put the ball there." Why? Because on page 42, paragraph 13, subsection C, it says this is what you should do.
如果你们今天下午看的打高尔夫球的话，你会发现这是复杂的地步，就是说他们打了一个球，他要拿尺量，拿什么，还要跟最后打电话，最后裁判说你可以把球放在那里。
And immediately he knows what to do.
所以他立刻就知道他该怎么做。
But some other rules that we need to obey probably have little longer term consequences to them if we disobey.
可是如果说我们知道有些事情我们必须要服从，因为我们知道如果我们不服从，我们会有更糟糕的事情会发生。
We know we're supposed to water our lawn when it's dry, but maybe you miss a time or two.
我们知道我们都应该在我们的草地上我们应该浇水，如果有一些时候你一两天没有浇水，好像还可以。
And you say I'll get caught up next weekend andYeah, you make it true that the lawn doesn't die.
如果说你知道下个礼拜再浇水的话，也还好，因为不见得那个草地就会干死。
Then all of a sudden, 3, 4, 5 weeks later, you can't figure out why all these brown spots are coming up.
可是四五个礼拜以后，你会发现，哎，这个草地上怎么都是黄一块一块黄的，怎么回事？
Because we fail to follow the guidelines or the rules.
因为我们忘记了我们应该怎么样如何浇水这个规定。
Or let's take it a little bit deeper. Perhaps you can say, well, you know, it's hard for me to be obedient when I come to my computer and I go to certain websites on my computer. It's hard for me to be pure in my eyes.
如果说我们再进深一层的话，在电脑上我们常常觉得说我们不太容易顺服。有些时候我们觉得，哎，我就是去看一下这不该看的的 site 的话，我们也不会怎么样。可是事实上呢，是玷污了我们的眼睛。
And besides, nothing has happened.
因为没有什么事情会发生。
But the seeds for destruction are sown, and they come up later on.
但是那个毁灭的种子已经在我们心里面，后来就会变成像荆棘一样，以后就会显露出来。
And you begin to wonder why you can't relate to the opposite sex, or why you can't have long-term relationships. And all of a sudden, you realize you're having difficulty with reality because you've lived in fantasy.
因为当你看这些东西的时候，你久了以后你会发现，你因此对异性会发生一些没有兴趣，因为你知道你活在一个幻想里面了。
And sometimes we wonder why our kids don't get fired up for Jesus Christ.And why are they so given to materialism?
因为有些时候我们发现我们的孩子，他好像不是那么对神的事情热心，他们反而对这些物质的事情非常想。
Because they've watched us give ourselves to materialism for years.
有的孩子他们就愿意追求神，因为他们愿意放弃他们的物质享受，因为他看到我们这些长辈是如何的放弃我们的享受。
Okay, so we've talked about three men who talk about cultures that are falling down.
所以我们讲了三个人，我们也讲到这个文化怎么样的毁坏。
We've talked about a brief history of Israel and how obedience is intertwined with Israel's blessing or Israel's cursing.
我们也讲到以色列的历史，可以从历史中看到，当他们顺服神的时候，他们就兴起；当他们违背神的时候，他们就
下来。Now in Jeremiah chapter 35, we come to I'll call them a ragamuffin group of people who appear in Jeremiah chapter 35.
我们今天看到耶利米三十五章，我们看到这个人，我叫他做 ragamuffin.
Ragamuffin, yes.
就是一个比较特别的一些
scruffy looking people.
特别的一些人
hippies. Maybe.
Okay.
And it's sort of happy hour in the temple.
他们好像是在这个圣殿里面有一个快乐的时光。
And this is the word of the Lord, Jeremiah 35:1, that word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
这边讲到说，耶和华的话临到耶利米说。
Go to the Rechabite family, verse 2, and invite them to one of the side rooms in the temple and give them wine to drink.
第二节讲到说，你去见利甲族的人，和他们说话，领他们进入耶和华殿的一间屋子，给他们酒喝。
So Jeremiah, this weeping prophet, Jeremiah, this prophet that walked around like he was dead, and all he could do was curse Israel and Israel's kings and Israel's priests.
这个耶利米是一个非常悲观的，是常常哭泣的一个先知。他常常那个脸就是真的是好像是以色列就要死掉一样。他
Has to go and find this family, call the Rechabites, and say, "Come into the temple, come into the house of God, and I've got some good wine for you."
他现在他叫神要他出去找这个特别的一个主叫利甲主，然后就要把他们带到圣殿来，跟他们讲说我要给你们酒喝。
I mean, seriously, this is an unusual passage that the preacher says, come to church. Pastor King says, come on to church. We've got lots of wine. We're going to set it up for bowls. And you have to drink it.
这个非常奇怪哈，在圣经里面讲，就好像今天金牧师说，哎，你们大家到教会来，我们教会有一大堆的酒，我们大家一起来喝酒。
But God knew exactly what he was doing because he chose a family for 300 years that had obeyed their daddy.And their daddy said, "Don't drink."
但是耶和华在这里有他特别的目的，因为他选择了一个家族，他们遵循他们祖先的话，差不多300年，因为他们的祖先告诉他们不可以喝酒。
And God is going to use this obscure group of people as an illustration to the king, to the priests.
因为耶和华要用这个民族来做一个。做一个见证，对当时的王。
So I went to get verse 3, Jezaniah, son of Jeremiah, and his brothers, and all of his sons, the whole family of the Rechabites, and I brought them, verse 4, to the house of the Lord, to the room of the sons of Hanan, to the man of God. It was next to the room of the officials. In other words, what Jeremiah is saying, I brought them into a place where everybody could see what I was going to do.
第四节这样讲，我就将哈巴喜尼亚的孙子亚利米亚的儿子亚沙尼亚和他弟兄并他众子以及利甲全族的人领到耶和华的殿，进入神人伊基大利的儿子哈南众子的屋子，那屋子在首领的屋子旁边，在沙龙之子把门的马西亚屋子以上。就换句话说，他们把这个利甲族带到一个大家都可以看到他们的地方。
I think Jeremiah came to this church because what he did was he set before them bowls full of wine. I'm amazed at the amount of food that we eat on Sunday morning. You fill us full with food.
因为耶利米他们就把他们带到这个地方，是充满一大盆的酒在那里，也充满了食物。
So can you see him coming into the temple and the tables are set and the bowls are prepared and he says to these men, drink up, have some wine.
所以你们可不可以想象，如果说耶利米在这里，那个前面台前摆了都是酒跟菜，然后他对他们说，你们来啊，来喝酒，来吃菜。
Now I know some of the young people are saying, this is my life verse right here. This is where I want to go to church.
所以这也许中间有些年轻人说，哦，这个这样的教会是我喜欢去的，我就是喜欢去这种教会。
But like everything else in the Bible, you've got to just keep reading on.
可是就像圣经上每一次讲的话，你要继续念下去。
And they said to Jeremiah, we don't drink wine, verse 6, because Jonadab, our son of Rechab, gave us this command, neither...You nor your descendants must ever drink wine. You must never build houses. You must never sow seed or plant vineyards. You must never have any of these things. And you must live in tents.
第六、第七节说，他们却说，我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们与你们的子孙永不可喝酒，也不可盖房、撒种、栽种葡萄园。 但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。所以他们从来没有住过房子，他们不盖房子，只住帐篷。
Now, you know, if you're 12 and this happened to you when you were 15, you could say for the last 3 years, I've never touched a drop of wine.
如果这个事情是在你十二岁时候发生的，那现在你十五岁了，你可以说过去三年我真的遵守命令，我一滴酒也不喝。
Or if you were a friend of mine who was a recovering alcoholic and he said, I haven't had a glass of wine in 15 years.
我有些朋友他们是有这个酒瘾的人，他说这过去十五年来我从来一滴酒不进。
And we would encourage them and say, that's really good, but you know how long these people went without drinking wine?
可是我们
planting vineyards?Or living in tents, you know how long they did this?
所以我们也鼓励他们。可是你知道利甲主他们多久了？他们没有喝酒，没有栽种，没有撒种，没有栽种葡萄园。
For 300 years, they obeyed their father.
300年来，他们遵守他们先祖的话。
Roll the clock back for 300 years. That's 1710.
让我们回过头来看，是1710年。
Our country was barely founded. China was probably in its third or fourth iteration of dynasties, but for us, that's a long time ago.
对我们来说是很长的时间，因为那时候美国还没有成立，也许在中国是过了几个朝代而已。
Now the issue here is not that they did not drink wine. The issue here was not that they did not plant. The issue here is that they did not build. The issue here is they were obedient to their dad.
就在我们这边讲的重点，不是说他们不喝酒，或者他们不栽种葡萄，或者不盖房子，乃是他们在这里非常的遵守、顺服他祖先的教训。
And Jeremiah turns as he is in the presence of all the priests and the prophets and the kings, and he says, "Look, if these people can be obedient to their dad, why can't you be obedient to your God?"
所以在那里，耶利米他转过头来对那些祭司、对那个王说：“如果这些人可以遵行他们地上的父亲，那为什么我们不能遵行我们天上的父？”
It's a very interesting point, isn't it?
这是非常一个有趣的一个点。
And perhaps there are times in which all of us probably have feared our father and wanted to obey our father much more than we want to obey God.
有些时候我们也许害怕我们的父亲，所以我们愿意顺服遵守我们父亲的教训，但是我们反而不遵守天上的父的话。
My father was a very patriotic man.
我的父亲是一个非常爱国的。
When it came to discipline, he was very patriotic.
当他要惩罚我的时候，他非常爱国的。
He laid down the stripes and I saw the stars.
当他打我的时候，是一条一条的时候，我就眼冒金星。
He finally quit spanking me when I started laughing.
所以他最后呢，他就不再惩罚我了，因为我开始我他每次看到我笑，他就觉得惩罚不下去。
But I think sometimes we grow up through life, really wanting to please our fathers, our mothers, and we know what they like and what they don't like, and we hear their voices on a Friday night.And we say, I'm not going to do this because this dad has already talked to me about this.
如果说我知道我们中间常常我们愿意顺服我们的父亲或者我们的母亲，我们知道他们喜欢什么，我们也知道他不喜欢什么。所以常常礼拜五晚上，我妈妈在跟我讲的时候，我就告诉她我不会做，因为我爸已经跟我讲过了。
Or if we rebel, you say, boy, this is going to make my mom mad. I hope she never finds out.
如果说我们反做了一些不该做的事情之后，我们就很害怕我的母亲会发现，因为我们真的是怕她会发现。
But Jeremiah said, if you're this sensitive about your parents, why can't you be this sensitive about God?
所以耶利米在这边说，如果你们的对你们的父母是这样的尊崇，为什么你们不能顺服你们的天父呢？
Now there's something else I'd like to say, not only about their obedience to their.Earthly father should be in obedience, just like an obedience to our heavenly father. There's something else I'd like to say.
所以因此在这里就讲到说，他们顺服他们的地上的父亲，实在他们为什么不顺服天上的父亲呢？我这边再分享一些。
Unfortunately, this quote is from Friedrich Nietzsche, and if you've studied philosophy, you know that Nietzsche is no friend of Christianity.
这现在我要讲的一些是一个人叫 Nietzsche.
Probably.
他不是一个基督徒。
probably the philosopher that gave rise to Adolf Hitler and the concept of a superman.
他好像是给希特勒一些帮助，让他成为认为他可以成为一个超人。
But Nietzsche says this: the essential thing in heaven and earth is this, that there should be a long obedience in the same direction.
他就讲了说，在天上应该在这个有一件事情，就是说这个必须要给一个很长的一段时间，我们必须要顺服。
And that results are measured in the long run, not the short run.
所以我们要用来很长的一段时间来计量，不是短的时间。
We are living in a culture of such an instant desire to fix things up quickly. Please, could you get it done by 12 noon today?
但是我们活在一个世代里面，就是说我们要立刻就来个解决问题。我们常常就说，你可不可以12点以前就把这个问题解决掉？
We have an oil well that's ruptured down there at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and we think somehow Obama's going to go down there with a straw and suck it up and solve the problem, maybe by this afternoon.
现在那个墨西哥湾，我们有很大的漏油，油漏的问题。我们好像大家都就期望我们的总统能够到那边用个吸管一吸，就可以把那个油全部都吸走了。
We got into a situation financially where major banks were falling and countries were falling. And please, do you think we could fix it up by Friday so my stocks will come back and my retirement will come back?
今天在我们国家里面，我们的经济有很大的问题，我们的股票。 全部下跌，所以是不是可不可能说，在礼拜五的时候就有一个解决的办法出来，让我们的股票上升
？Now I'm a great cook.
我是一个很
I know how to use a microwave.
因为我知道怎么用微波炉。
And I've now learned that things basically that I cook take about 20 seconds.
因为我知道所有
or 2 minutes, excuse me.
所有我要烧的东西呢，在那个微波炉里面只要2分钟。
And I push 3 buttons, and I press the button, and it cooks, and then I go get my drink, and I wait for it to come out, and it's hot.
因为我把它东西放进去，然后我只要按3个键，然后就开始烧了，然后我就去拿点水，等我回来的时候再等一下，就把它拿出来，我就可以吃了。
And some of us think that God is a microwave God. You just press a few buttons. I prayed, hit the button, go, and I wait 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. Or if you have to defrost it, 12 minutes. That's the longest, right? We don't want to wait longer than 12 minutes.
有些时候我们真认为我们的神就好像是那个微波炉的神一样。我们只按了几个键，然后我们就开始祷告。祷告2-3分钟以后，我们再好像就觉得这个事情就应该成就了。
Or God maybe is like Jack Bauer on the program 24. We have nuclear weapons going off. We have stolen bombs that are going off, but he's going to fix it in one season.
就像那个影集24小时那个影集一样，那里面一个人叫Jack，他好像我们他有这样各样的武器，核子武器，各样的武器，他只要再动一下，我们就他就可以解决问题。
And the Rechabites give to us the illustration that obedience is in a long direction. It's not 24, it's not 2 minutes. God is not a microwave God.
但是利甲主在你向我们表现的，他们顺服是顺服一个非常长的时间，不是24小时，也不是20分钟。他让我们看到，真的是顺服是一个长久的事。What
kind of God do you worship this morning? A God of a long, lifelong process, or a God of instantaneous gratification?
但是今天早上，当我们在那边敬拜的时候，我们的神是怎么样的一个神？是一个长久，值得我们。 敬拜的，还是只是一个立刻我们就可以得到的。
We like to manipulate God, so I pray, Lord, bless me, get me that job.
常常我们就希望我们利用神，我们在跟神祷告的时候，希望他给我一个工作。
I fasted, Lord, get me the school I want to go to. Let me go there.
或者我在禁食，我就求神把那个学校给我，我希望去那个学校。
But for 300 years, the Rechabites lived in the desert. For 300 years, they didn't plant any vineyards. For 300 years, they didn't build any houses. And for 300 years, they didn't drink a drop of wine.
但300年来，这个利甲族他们没有喝过酒，他们也没有种葡萄园，不盖房子，住在。 住在这个沙漠地带，用帐篷住在帐篷里面。
Okay, so we wanted to look at What people are saying about the rise and fall of cultures and what causes cultures to fall.
在我们在讲到说，人常讲到这个文化的兴亡，它是怎么样的文化会衰亡下来。
We looked at the core undergirding principles of the nation of Judah and Israel, that obedience was at the heart.
所以我们可以看到说，以色列族他们也是因为他们不顺服神，他们就衰亡了。
And God brings into Israel, thirdly, God brings into Israel this group, this Bedouin group called the Rechabites.
但是我们这里看到神把这个利甲族带出来，我们看到这边有一个民族，他们是顺服的。
And he says to prophet, priest, and king, they are obedient to their father. Why can't you be obedient to your heavenly father?
所以他跟这些先知跟这个跟这些领袖说，他们能够顺服他们的父亲，为什么你们不能顺服你们的天父？
And they've lived for 300 years this way. You can exist and survive. And Jeremiah actually says that in the coming crisis, you, the Rechabites, will survive.
所以他就讲说，他们顺服了300年，所以这在耶利米就在这边跟他们讲说，当将来有危机的时候，你们必然会得救。
In verse 16, Jeremiah says this, The descendants of Jonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command of their forefather that their forefathers gave them, but these people have not obeyed me.
16节讲，利甲的儿子约拿达的子孙能遵守先人所吩咐他们的命，这百姓却没有听从我。
In the last phrase of chapter 35,Look at verse 19. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Jonadab, son of Rechab, will never fail to have a man to serve me.
所以十九节他这样讲说，所以万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，利甲的儿子约拿达必永不缺人赐立在我面前。
In closing, I'd like to just ask you, what is your legacy?
所以在结束之前，我要问问大家，你们留下了些什么
？What is your legacy？
你们留下的是什么
？You know, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, all of us are going to be dead, right?
所以我想
you can agree on that.
五十年或一百年以后，我相信我们都要死了。你们都同意哈
？And we can go out to the Bergen County graveyard, and maybe we would see your gravestone.
如果说我们到贝郡，我们去看那个墓碑的时候，也许我们可以看到你的墓碑。
And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to put on my gravestone.
我要告诉你，我要刻什么字在我的墓碑上。
I'm going to say I told you I was sick.
我要想说，我告诉你我生病了。
But basically, what you'll see is two dates.
但是我们可以看到，在那个墓碑上只有两个日期。
The year of your birth.
这你生的之时
and the year of your death.
然后你死的时日子
So we might put on here, let's say 1972.
也许我们放了说1972年
dash 2020.
一个 dash 叫2020.
The first year and the last year.
这就是生的时间跟死的时间
But is that all there is to your life? The first year, your birthday, and the last year, your death?
难道这就是你生命吗？就是人家只记得你的出生跟你的死亡日子。
The most important etching on that gravestone will be the dash between the first year and the last year. That little dash, that's your legacy.
但是在那个最重要，在这个墓碑上最重要的，就是中间那个一个小横杠，是从你出生到死亡，这中间发生的是你所可以留下来的东西。
That's what you leave behind.
这是你可以留给后世的。
Oh, you say, well, I've got my will, and my kids are going to get all my money. That's not your legacy.
所以你可以说，哦，我有遗嘱，我的孩子都可以得到我的钱。
The legacy will be your Bible that's marked up that you study.
可是这些钱财并不是你能遗留给你孩子的，是你的圣经，你可以留给你的孩子。
The legacy will be your prayer book that you've been praying for and seen answers to prayer.
或者你的祷告本，那也是给你留给你孩子的产业。
The legacy will be the stories that they tell about you after you're gone.
当你死了以后，你孩子所记得你所说你的故事的，那些就是你留下来给他们的产业。
And 2,500 years after this incident, the legacy of the Rechabites is they were obedient.
所以2500年之后，我们所记得的那个利甲族，就是他们是顺服的。
I don't know what people will say about me. Probably they'll say he's a cowboy fan. He liked to teach God's word, liked to ride his bike. But I hope they would say about me is he was growing in obedience in a long direction.
我不知道在我死后人会怎么纪念我。也许有人说，哦，他是一个喜欢牛仔的故事的，或者他喜欢骑脚踏车。但是我希望人能够记得我的，就是说他是一个一直在成长，也一直顺服的基督徒。
I'm going to go quickly here. I'm reading a book by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. It's an amazing book about a pastor during the rise of Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany.
我今天要跟你们讲一个很快的讲一个故事，就是一个牧师在那个希特勒时代的时候的事情。
This godly pastor decided he would be obedient, and he died for his faith.
这个牧师他说他决定他一定要顺服，他要为他的信仰而死。
And in a meeting with Hitler, he would stand for his conviction that the Bible should be read in the churches and that the Jews should not be excluded from church.
所以当他站在希特勒面前的时候，他再次重申，圣经教会里面应该念圣经，而且犹太人不应该从教会里面出去。
In some of the most turbulent times in our short history, these times happened 70, 80 years ago, he stood for God.
在这样短的时间，就是才发生的七八十年前，他为神站立得稳。
What happened to the Rechabites? Jeremiah said, "You will always have a man."
对利甲族来说，耶利米对他说，你永远有人势力在神面前。
You will not be destroyed when Babylon comes.
因为当巴比伦来的时候，你们不会被毁灭。
If you figured out where you'll be if the financial markets collapse, if you figured out where you will be and what will happen to you if Al Qaeda attacks again.In much more ferocity than last time.
如果你们想到有没有想到过说，当这个经济危机的时候，你会在哪里？如果说是 Al Qaeda 再来攻击美国的时候，你们会在哪里？也许他这次的攻击会比以前的规模更大。
I believe in all my heart the people that love the Word of God and believe in Christ will stand through any crisis.
在我心里面，我非常的相信，所有爱神的都能够在所有的危机里面站立得稳。
The Rechabites went down into Babylon, and there they lived.
利甲族也是被巴比伦掳去，可是他们却在那里得以存活。
And when Nehemiah comes to rebuild the wall, guess who comes back out of Babylon? The Rechabites come, and they built one section of the wall. Nehemiah tells us.
当尼希米回带领以色列人回来建筑圣殿城墙的时候，这个利甲人也出来也回来了，他们在那边重建一段的城墙。
Now listen to this quote that takes place about 700 years after this incident in Jeremiah.
让我们来看到这一段，是700年以后，自从那个耶利米他讲了这段信以后。
James, the brother of Jesus, was being stoned by the Sanhedrin.
我们知道，雅各是被用石头打死的。
And he was being stoned by the Jews.
他是被犹太的大祭司所祭司院所定罪的。
And one of the church fathers tells us, he said, "Cease what you're doing. Don't you know that he prays for you?"
那在这个大祭司这个里面，就有一个人说，看看你们所做的是什么，他是为你们所祷告的。
And the one that said that was a Rechabite.
可是这说这句话的人就是利甲族的人。
So right up to the time of Christ, these Rechabites are still serving the Lord.
所以就在最在最 Christ, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督时代，利甲主还是在那服侍神。
But here's one that I found in my research that really blessed me, and I leave it with you in conclusion.
让我最后用这句话来做结论，因为我觉得这句话对我非常大的鼓励。
Caleb said something to me when we were in China that really stuck in my mind.
Caleb 向我说了一句话，就一直在我的脑海里面。当我们在中国的时候
，He said, "You know, you in the Western Church, you talk about your Christian heritage, and you go to the Reformation."
就讲到说，你就跟西方社会的人在讲到你的基督教的信仰，而且你可以重申这一点。
And then after the Reformation, if you want to go back further, you go to Augustine.
如果说你再走前面一点，你可以回到奥古斯丁去。
And sometimes it concerns me that in the Chinese church we can only go back 100 or so years, maybe to Watchman Nee.
但是在中国的教会里面，我们却只能回到也许100年前，或者是就到尼托森弟兄的时代。
May I give you something that, as a Chinese culture, you should find very encouraging?
但是我今天要给你一点一句话，我相信在你们中国文化里面，你们会觉得非常有鼓励的。
Rechabite Jews were found in the land of China in the 1500s.
在1500年的时候，利甲族曾经在中国出现。
God said, "Because of your obedience, you will always have somebody on this earth."Who worships me?
因为神跟利甲主说过，因为你们是这样的顺服，所以我不论在哪里都有人从你们那一组出来。
Somebody found them in Arabia. Somebody found them up in Iraq. But in the 1500s, several thousand of them were found in China.
因为有些人他们发现利甲主，或者在阿拉伯，或者在伊拉克，但是1500年的时候，他们发现这个利甲族也在中国。
What's the legacy you're leaving?
所以你们向你们子孙留下了些什么东西
？Made a lot of money.
是不是赚了很多钱
？It's not a bad legacy. You're smart.
这并不是坏的，因为你很聪明。
Not a bad legacy. You're beautiful.
你很漂亮，这也不是坏的事。
But the legacy that will last for generation to generation is that you were obedient to the commands of God.
但是世世代代你所留给你子孙的，就是你顺服神的命令。
Father, we thank you that we can study your word together, and we pray that we would take this example. That Father, we would fix in our mind that we want to be obedient.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，谢谢你让我们来学习你的话，也谢谢你给我们这样的例子，让我们能够来跟从，来学习如何顺服你。
Athletes right now are dedicating themselves to go to the Super Bowl.
也许我们是把我们自己去参加超级杯。
Sportsmen play by the rules every day.
因为运动员他是照着他的规矩来做。
And I ask forgiveness. I ask for prayer. I repent that the Church of Jesus Christ we've not.Been obedient.
主耶稣，我们为了我们教会不曾顺服你，我们向你祷告，向你忏悔。
Father, may we realize that the fullness of our life.
主耶稣，我们把我们自己的全人。
The wholesomeness of our life.
我们的全一生。
Is directly dependent upon our obedience to your word.
让我们全然就是顺服你的话语。
Pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。